What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, government advised to hold on with 15% value-added tax on electricity and engage all stakeholders in the power sector, including consumers. Also coming up, Ghana Enterprises Agency disburses more than 700 million cedis to over 1 million beneficiaries since 2021 as it highlights creation of thousands of new jobs. Also, economy to recover this year but may face some downside risks. That's warning from First Solutions. Stay with us for details. Happy Friday, everyone. And also later in the bulletin on the Business Journal, we'll tell you how businesses are exploring the potential of Ghana's floriculture industry for job and wealth creation. My name is Daryl Kwal. First up, tax consultant Francis Timoboy says the implementation of the 15% VAT on electricity is not sustainable. According to him, government must go back to the negotiation table and engage all stakeholders in the power sector, including consumers, before taking any decision to implement VAT on electricity. This comes after the managing director of ECG, Samuel Dubik, said it will be difficult to implement the tax due to legal issues surrounding the original law on the tax, which was passed in 2013. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Timoboy said it is important to get the support of all players who will be affected by the tax to enhance compliance when implemented.
I think that the rate of 22% is not sustainable. We can go for a flat rate, let's say 5%, to make it more affordable. Remember, we still have automatic adjustment in place. So power cost is still going, utility tariff is still going to go up anyway. The solution is engagement. Bring all the people on the board. Let's read through the line. Why for that long years we've not implemented it and why we should implement it? If we think that we don't need it any longer, then we go back to Parliament, the Parliament scrap this law because it's not relevant. Or maybe make some changes to the law. For example, you can say that because utility is so essential, let's reduce the rates and still recoup some amount for government, because after all, if you go to other countries, they do it anyway.
Tax consultant Francis Timoboy. Then, meanwhile, the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU Ghana, has described the VAT on electricity as a nuisance tax. Speaking at a news conference, the leadership called for a withdrawal of the tax. Morgan Ayawine is General Secretary of the ICU Ghana.
I want to reiterate the organized labor position, which we are part, that we are not going to sit aloof. We are not jokers, and we mean business. After 31st January, if nothing is done about it, country with regard to our demand for withdrawal of the directive to these two organizations, Electricity and NEDCO, who will advise ourselves appropriately. Already, we have started consulting our structures nationwide, and come 31st January 2024, we shall join hands with our colleagues in organized labor to do what is appropriate.
General Secretary of the ICU Ghana, Morgan Ayawene. Now, the Ghana Enterprises Agency has disbursed more than 700 million Ghana cedis to over 1 million beneficiaries since 2021. This has also helped in creating more than 70,000 jobs and the opening of over 40,000 new businesses in the country. Chief Executive of the agency, Kosi Anki Aye, has been speaking on PM Express Business Edition.
The question should not be, is it enough? Mm. The question is, how can we do more for people? And the question shouldn't be, is it too small? Mm. In this nation's history, no government and no agency has disbursed so much funds to the micro, small, and medium enterprises in a way we've done before. It's unprecedented. Never happened
before. I mean, knowing your background, for the private sector, they will say value for money, 700 million Ghana cedis. What has been the return on investment, if we want to quantify that?
Yes, give or take, couldn't have done everybody, but the ones that we did. What is the return? Some businesses didn't collapse because of that. I know people who expanded.
Are there reports, evidence to establish that because of your workings and your dealings,
I can take you to
businesses.
They didn't
go down.
Across the country, the businesses didn't go down. We have situations where people even employed.
You heard Chief Executive of the Ghana Enterprises Agency, Kosi Anki Aye. There's a repeat of that conversation this morning at 11 on the Joy News channel. Now, three of the big four professional service firms, KPMG, PwC, and Deloitte, have launched a campaign aimed at increasing advisory and tax services to support small and medium enterprises. This is to help raise funds from the Ghana Venture Capital and Private Equity Association, as well as the Ghana Investment Support Program for Small Businesses. With support from the British International Investment, the collaboration is also targeted at transforming the business landscape of business advisory and tax services. Chief Executive of the Ghana Venture Capital and Private Equity Association, Hannah Akwa, has been speaking to Joy Business.
This cooperation between the Ghana Venture Capital and Private Equity Association and the Big Three, it's about ensuring our ecosystem in regards to our investment firms, our fund managers within GVCA, have a good pipeline of investable businesses, meaning these SMEs who will engage the Big Three for investment readiness training are going to get top quality investment readiness training to enable them when they are ready to come and pitch their business or meet an investor, they're sound and we can start closing deals. And it's all about ensuring that SMEs and investment firms, there's an alignment. And at the end of the day, Ghana is working. Ghana is continuously churning out viable businesses via our own Ghanaian investment firms.
Hannah Akwa, Chief Executive of the Ghana Venture Capital and Private Equity Association. Fit Solutions has underscored that the Ghanaian economy will recover this year but will face some downside risks. It however affirmed the growth rate at 3.5% earlier projected. It warned the country's real economy faces severe stress. Here's Mike Kruniger, a senior sub-Saharan Africa country risk analyst, who has been speaking at the latest sub-Saharan Africa macro key themes for 2024.
Given that this marks the weakest outturn since the COVID-19 pandemic, it indicates that Ghana's real economy remains under significant stress. However, we do expect that the Ghanaian economy will move to a recovery phase this year, so in 2024, with growth coming in at 3.5%, up from an estimated 2.7% in 2023. And again, you can see this on the left-hand side chart. So this recovery will be primarily driven by stronger domestic consumption as inflation moderates. So as you can see on the right-hand side chart here, inflation has already come down to 26% in November, mostly due to statistical base effect.
Now, Ghana lags behind the flour exporting business, falling behind nations like Kenya and South Africa. Due to no attention to the floriculture industry in Ghana, the sector has for some time been underdeveloped as numerous opportunities remain unexploited. Though labor-intensive, the sector has the potential to employ 190,000 people in a decade. Lara FM's Mona Lisa Frimpong has more in our business journal.
For 16 years, floriculturist Samson Kofi Anab has been cutting, cultivating and nursing flowers. The best site for his plants is along the roads, mainly to attract buyers. But he has a challenge with space to cultivate his flowers. Land accessibility remains daunting.
Adwuma we me sase firi garden city junction so asafo.
I have been ejected from three locations.
Insecure access to land has moved some floriculturists to farm in wetlands. Elizabeth Boatin nurses her plants near the Oda River at Kwamu. I fetch water from the river to nurse my flowers. The wetlands are, however, being redeveloped for residential purposes. Elizabeth has been driven away by the landowners.
I moved when I was told a fuel station will be constructed there.
Flower cultivation consumes 20 times more water than any other crop. They are best nursed at waterlogged areas. Both Samson and Elizabeth lack water for irrigation purposes.
We constructed a well, but it got filled with mud and dried up during the dry season.
I wish I had access to pipe-borne
water. Though other floriculturists wish to farm near wetlands, experts advise location of gardens should not be a disadvantage to business operations. Rather, cultivating in wetlands may pose a risk to plants, which may decrease their export potential.